Greetings, everyone. I am Lisa Metter, and for those of you that don't know, I am Brother John Metter's wife, and he has asked me to share with you something he has related to recently, which is the course correction for the church. So I'm going to take a few minutes today and share that with you and pray that it's a blessing to you and it gets in your spirit to understand where we are at this time and to embrace the changes that God has wanted to bring to our lives. So what he has referred to was a time of prayer, March the 8th, 2018, and he and I were praying and I felt such a strong presence of the Lord move in. And I just really stilled myself to hear his voice. And during that time, I heard a great voice. And he says, "Brace yourself." And he got my attention. And then he says, "Brace yourself." And that time, as I saw a wooden ship, an old fashioned or an old wooden ship, and I saw a man reach out behind him to grab the side rails and hold on to the side of the ship. And as I was watching this man hold on, I looked and I saw the Lord. And I saw him step up to the wheel. And I couldn't describe to you all of his features. But what I can tell you, what stood out to me so, was that look of calm and confidence on his face. There was no fear in his eyes. He was calm. He was confident. And he took hold of that wheel and he said, "It's a course correction for the church." And he spun that wheel hard to the right and he said, "I'm driving this thing." And that ship turned and then he said, "Many will go overboard." And he turned that ship and we headed straight headlong into those waves, straight into the storm. And that ship began going up, and it began going down. And it was up, and it was down. And he was driving that thing. And then as we went on, and I began, you know, continuing to watch, it wasn't too long till I began to see the bow of that ship tip through some waves. And as it did, as it would pierce through those walls of water, I could see on the other side. And on the other side was great light. It was great light. And it was peace. And it was calm. And the water on the other side was smooth as glass. I'm telling you, it was a completely different scene than was on this side of that ship, the what it was going through. But I saw what was ahead, and I had hope, and I had faith, and I had confidence to brace myself, because on the other side was a whole new situation. And then he began to tell me how you had to abide in the ship, that all the provision, everything that we need, was in the ship. And I saw crates stacked up and strapped down and fastened to the deck of the ship. That was all the provision. He said, "All the provision that you need is in the ship, but you must abide in the ship." And later, as time went on and I began losing sight of the vision, I began to hear the Lord talking and explaining about the course correction and how the church as a whole was off course from where it had begun. And he was bringing it back to that. He had to bring it back to that in order for us to go forward and fulfill the vision and the plan that he has for the church as a whole. So I want to encourage you to continue listening to the teachings and the things that are coming forward as God is guiding us. He's leading us through this course correction. It seems almost daily we're getting new instruction. He wants our lives to mature personally. He wants the church to mature as a whole. So let's pursue him in this time of this course correction. And before I go today, I'm going to share another something with you that's really very personal to me. As I pondered over this experience, that happened in March. It was October, in a time of prayer, and you know, I was weighing out all these things that the Lord had put in my spirit and spoken to me, and he gave me a confirmation that this was his voice and a further explanation of what he was telling me. So I'm going to share that with you today. It's a poem that he gave me, and I've titled it, I Saw the Captain That Night. So listen as I read this to you today. Brace yourself, I heard him yell. We're coming about into the swell. I looked around at the raging sea, wind and waves surrounding me. I reached behind and felt the ship's side, grabbed a hold, no place to hide. Thunder, lightning, wind, rain, tossing, rolling up, then down again. Just as fear would want to grip, behold, there was the captain of our ship. He stepped with confidence to the helm and shouted, a course correction and a brand new realm. His face was calm. His eyes were bright. He spun that wheel hard to the right. Brace yourself, he said again, and drove that ship straight into the wind. I'm driving this thing, he declared. Facing the storm, he wasn't scared. Before I could really take it all in, I looked up and the sun began to break in. Such peace and calm, fear he did smite. My, oh my, I saw the captain that night. You know, I take no credit for that. The Lord gave me that. It was just a confirmation between he and I never intended, honestly, to share it. I really am private about a lot of these things, and it's not my comfort level to share it, but my husband, as he often does, kept encouraging me to do so, and he took it upon himself, actually. Let me show you something. He took it upon himself. He had a print made for me and had it framed, and we have it hanging upstairs. And it's a print that depicts a lot of what I saw in that poem, and he had the poem printed over it. And I wanted to, actually, he suggested that I make it available. It's, like I said, not something I'm particularly comfortable with doing, but my own private things, or so I thought. But, you know, when the Lord gives you something, it's not necessarily just yours. Sometimes you do have to put it out there. So I've put that out there today, and I wanted to show you this print and let you know that we're making this available for anyone that's interested, just for a simple $10 donation. You know, we're planning this trip to Africa. There's a lot of planning that we're putting into this. There's a lot on the backside before we ever even leave the country. Yes, I understand the expense of the tickets and hotel and such as that, but there's way more expenses beyond that, and we may not run a missionary trip like other people do. We're doing it the way we feel God leading us to do it. So there's a lot of things we're doing on the backside before we ever set foot in that country. So I want to encourage you today, if you're at all interested and you'd care to make a donation to World Revivals, we would be more than happy to send you a copy of the print. It is definitely suitable for framing. This particular one is an 8x10. So I believe you would enjoy it. And as I said, this is, you know, just to help with our ministry expenses as we move forward in this endeavor. And if you'll look to the bottom of your screen over there, it's a QR code is what it's called. And it's for an app called Cash App. If you scan it, you can either scan it with your phone or your tablet, and it'll take you there where you can download the app. It's free to use. And the reason we've begun using it is because there's no fee. There's no fee on our end, and there's no fee on your end. There's a lot of places that they take a fee once they, you know, give us the deposit the money in our account. So we want to cut that out because, you know, every penny is precious to us, and there is so much that we can do with the means that are placed in our hands that I don't want to give it to these other companies. We want to put it all in our efforts in what we're doing. So if you're interested, we would just be more than happy to send this to you. And just if you don't want to use the QR code, that's fine. And you can reach out to us another way. You have our mailing address going across the screen there. Just feel free to contact us and email us at worldrevivals@yahoo.com. And let us know that you'd like one of these I Saw the Captain that night, that you'd like one of these prints. We'll get this off to you. And we are always just very grateful for the love, the support, the prayers. Brother John and I just can't tell you what it means. All the messages that we get, just the encouragement, and that how people are being encouraged at the efforts that the Lord is leading us to do. So we're very grateful for that. We're thankful for all of you. And be blessed today, and just know that we're going to move forward in what God has for us. And we want to give you an opportunity to take part in what God is doing in this ministry. God bless you, and we will talk again soon. Bye-bye.